Not everyone. Not everyone. Not every civilization. But what are you trying to say? Because it's the ego. Does a spirit think that it's going to live forever in this world? No. Does a spirit want to live forever in this world? No. If you're disconnected from your spirit, you're disconnected from understanding where you came from. And your memory of this life, of your life, not this life, is just in this world for a few years. Which prophet is saying, concentrating on living in this world? Every prophet is saying, remember you came from somewhere and you're going to return back to that somewhere. As Hazrat Rumi is saying, of that I'm sure. Every prophet is saying that. Turn your face away from this dunya to the Mawla. Even the prophets that are controlling the world, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, even those ones with the greatest powers, they can't wait to leave this world, because this world is separation from the original world. If you don't remember that, if you start connecting, attaching yourself to this world, and forgetting where you came from, forgetting where you're going to, then of course you're going to be very desperate. I don't see anyone who is attached to this world, they're at peace. Everyone is desperate. Do you know why? Because everyone knows they're going to die. No one who is attached to this world say, oh, I'm at peace, he can take my life now. Because there's nothing beyond that, according to them. No one who is attached to this world welcomes death. They all hate death. They hate death. Even those ones who are saying, oh, I want to die, I want to die, I want to die, or nobody, in the moment when they are actually killing themselves, they are happy. Every single one. In the moment when they are going to take their own lives, which is forbidden, regret enters and say, what are you doing? Some saint, rahmat of Allah, pull them out. For some, it's already too late. You understand? You see a lot more of that in countries, first world countries. You see less of that in third world countries. In these days, maybe some way, somehow, not too much difference. But it's not too long ago, we still remember, especially in Muslim countries. Nobody remains stuck. And nobody wants to be as they were when they're 16 years old or 26 years old. Still remember when I was growing up, as maybe a teenager, that time, little less, there was this friend that I had, a relative, a cousin, a little bit older than me, seeing one of our cousins eating ice cream. This is the attitude, you understand? And saying, why are you eating ice cream like a little kid? Because for them it's like eating ice cream, especially in a stick, in a lollipop kind of thing. It's a kid, you understand? Who gives a these days? Because we all don't care, there's no value anymore. But things are associated to your identities. They say only kids do that. What are you doing that? They say when you get a little bit older, you act differently. You wear differently. You talk differently. You become a father, you talk differently. You become a grandfather, you talk. You don't want to regress, to go back. You understand? You still remember Our grandmothers. And grandmothers at that time, by the time they're 40, 50 years old, they're grandmothers, you understand? They say, oh, buy this fabric, not dress even. That time they just sew their own things, they don't buy. They say, buy this one, this one. I say, no, no, this color is for young people, it's not for old people. Want to? No, no, I cannot wear this. Why do you think I'm crazy? I'm going to wear this? For what? Oh, why don't you go out, enjoy yourself, grandmother? You came to visit us. Let's go around town. Let's go to the city. What for? They have nice lights. Huh? You crazy? I'm an old woman. Why? I'm going to be busy with looking at lights. Because they come into maturity, especially for men, the age of 40, maturity, the more they're going to pull themselves away from this world, more they're going to attach themselves to the Ahirat, the ways of the Prophet. They're going to find more joy there, more joy in meeting their Lord. They're not desperate to continue life as they were when they're young. That's shameful. You understand? You see more of that. These days you see people, the older, oh, they want to act young. Forget about non-Muslims, what we can say. Muslims are worse now. Because they are racing with the non-Muslims, racing to become more than them. Well, slow down a little bit. Have more pleasure in reading the Quran. Have more pleasure in making the zikr. Don't you know that is where the real pleasure is? Ala bi zikrillahi ta'ma'in kulub. Only in the remembrance of Allah your heart can find satisfaction. Not enough, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, you're trying to satisfy your heart will never be satisfied, Allah is saying, unless it is in remembrance of Allah. So they start young also. It didn't start when they were 40 years old. It started when they have maturity. Pull back, pull back, pull back. I'm not talking about responsibility. Responsibility, they are responsible. They do. I'm talking about what their heart is, their passion. What they like to do, what they don't like to do. Forget about it. Yeah. You remember how shocking you were? It was when you first came here and you see women here, 50 years old, 60 years old. They come out in shorts and in short skirts and wearing, especially summer times. You remember how shocking it was? Now, who cares? But Allah still cares. So, we should take lesson, inshallah. It is not also so much on the outside. It's what you are on the inside. It doesn't mean just because you're going to cover up, you're going to be very modest in these days. So, then why are you wearing hijab? If you're not going to act modestly. There's so many Christians and Jewish and Hindu and Buddhist people, women, they are more modest, and they're not wearing hijab, than so many of the Muslim women I'm seeing. So everything is turning upside down because we've lost the direction, we've lost the spirit of what the sunnah is. We have just the outside, we lost the spirit. How many are you seeing wearing burqa, niqab, this, that? Oh. And then they say, no, this is not going to stop us from doing anything. But niqab is supposed to stop you from doing everything that you want to do. We're seeing what? The niqabi, they're doing what? Is this, you see? One from Indonesia. Always a weird one coming out from there. What are they doing? Huh? No, rock band is 10, 15 years ago. No. What was it? She was a what? Huh? Death metal? No, that was a long time ago. A DJ. You know? That one. Wearing niqabi. Saying this is me. What are you? Why are you doing that? to the stuff. Lost the direction. Anyway. Trying to be simple, people. May Allah keep our faith strong and simple, inshallah. Don't get too complicated. These days you listen to everything, you read everything, more rust and more confusion will enter into your heart. People are saying everything is okay, everything is okay. It is not. There is night and day, right? Yes, there is still a difference. Can anyone say night is the same as day? No. Alhamdulillah. Wa min Allahu tawfiq al-Fatiha. Amen.